to consider the year 1980, we moved to Kilteagan. When I was finishing my journey round Bolting Glass at Stratford, I mentioned that Standing on the Hill by Stratford Church made me feel a bit like Moses looking from the mountain into the Promised Land as one looked north into the Diocese of Glendalough. The place from which Moses looked at the Promised Land is called Pisgah. And in Kilteagan Church, which I'm now visiting virtually, there's a memorial in the chancel to a long dead former rector who was supposed in his dying to see visions of the next world, which he longed to enter. And apparently his dying words were, "I see Pisgah views." And I can never go to Kilteagan without meditating as I stand in the church on those particular words and how we are all called to see visions of where we should be and where we should get others to, and remember not just the travails but also the excitement of the journey. Now, 1980. I only have allowed my personal story occasionally to cross the wider narrative. I did mention my birth in 1961. In 1980, I again will allow my personal story and the bigger story to intersect. For in October of that year, I met Claire, the person I was to end up sharing my life with. And it happened very predictably, perhaps after a Sunday service in the chapel of Trinity College Dublin. I was beginning my third year. She was beginning her first. So I thought it might be my duty as someone who was around a bit longer to go and talk to her. I began that conversation over post-church coffee. And that's made me believe strongly ever since in the value of coffee after church and greeting strangers. And I hope post-COVID we'll get back to it soon, because after church over coffee, you never know who you'll meet. Anyway, that was October 80. By December, we were, as it were, an item, and the rest is history. Now, sometimes it's no harm to let the proverbial personal story converse with the bigger narrative. We're all actors on the historical stage, after all, and there's just no knowing how significant our role may be. Even the greatest historical developments and relationships can arise out of an apparently chance encounter or a discovery of personal chemistry. There were many moments in the Northern Ireland peace process when the personal chemistry of individuals was crucial to development and getting things over lines when it would never otherwise have seemed capable of happening. So there's a lot more to meeting people than just, as it were, the personal relationship. It's always set in a context of the narrative of our lives. For the people we chance to meet and to whom we become close make us attentive to their story and bring us to places where we are offered new perspectives on issues which we'd never otherwise have had, and where we're enabled to see things differently because we see the bigger picture from a different angle. And those early days of the 1980s of romantic pursuit brought me from South Dublin, my native spot, to the borderlands, to parishes in County Fermanagh, where Protestants on the land had in effect been ethnically cleansed, where the churchyards contained so many members of the security forces who had lost their lives, where neighbour wasn't always sure whether they could trust neighbour, where in the constituency of Fermanagh South Tyrone, the election the following year, 1981, of the hunger striker Bobby Sands to Parliament caused enormous division and a sense of mistrust in a community that was demographically divided right down the middle. And it also began the long-term strategy of gun and ballot box, which led to consequences for the peace process that we can analyse elsewhere. And part of the development of the sad decade in Fermanagh was the awful Enniskillen bomb of 1987, which again involves our personal narrative because it happened the day after we were married. I never ceased to be a nationalist. I never stopped lamenting the fact of partition. On those visits, I had a chance to see much of what was orange that probably made me all the greener. Yet, as I look back, I also realise that it was romance which made me much more sensitive about the human face of history. I talked, when I was talking about the death of Parnell, about how somehow much of his political career was all tied up with a love story. Human individuals and their stories intersect with the bigger narrative. I personally, in the narrative of my life, owe an incredible debt to a chance meeting over coffee after church in 1980.